It's hot and my t-shirt sticks to my body. For days, the sun has been shining brightly and it doesn't seem like we'll get any rain. Next to my laptop is a cooling glass of water. I take a sip of water and look outside. I can see my neighbor Anna a little further down. She's a beautiful, well-formed woman. She's dressed for summer with a short denim skirt and a tight-fitting t-shirt that shows off her breasts well. She's walking towards our house. I walk to the front door and open it before she can ring the bell. Before she can say anything, I let her know that Ellen, my wife, is not home. Anna and Ellen are good friends and often go running together. Hi, Anna. You're out of luck because Ellen is in the city shopping for some cute clothes. She smiles. I'm not here for her, though. She adjusts her t-shirt tighter, causing her breasts to be more prominent. She's not wearing a bra, and her nipples are clearly visible. I have a problem with our laptop, and Henry isn't home to fix it. I thought you might be able to help me. She looks at me with a questioning gaze. I work from home, but I have some appointments later in the day. I ask her what the problem is. She laughs a bit. I have no idea. I was trying to look something up but keep getting an error message. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I walk to my office, grab my keys, and follow Anna. She lives a few houses down the street. I follow her inside and up the stairs. Anna has a great figure, and her backside is enchanting to look at. She enters a room. It is pleasantly cool. In the corner is a laptop on a desk. On the other side is a double bed. It's their work and guest room at the same time. She sits down on one of the two desk chairs and makes a gesturing invitation to sit on the other chair. Look, she says, this is the error message I get. There is an error message on an internet page. I grab the mouse and click on the history icon to see which web pages have been viewed. I see a list of all previously visited pages and get a slight red color. They all seem to be pages with an erotic background. What are those pages? Anna asks. Let me try to dodge the question, I say. These are pages that have been previously visited, but I don't see anything unusual about them. I try to smile, but it's not quite working. What kind of web page is that? She asks, pointing to one of the lines on the screen. I don't know what to say. It's clear that it's of a sexual nature. Before I can say anything, she grabs the mouse and clicks the link. A page with an erotic video is displayed. Before I can do anything, Anna clicks the button. I see a man and a woman looking at each other with desire. The woman pulls down the man's pants. The man is not wearing underwear. The woman takes hold of the man's penis and clearly squeezes it. The penis starts to swell considerably. Feel a bit uncomfortable and clearly have a tingling sensation in my own pants. Aha! So this is what Henry is watching. She looks at me and sees that I have turned a little red. She laughs. You men are all the same too. Before I can even say anything, she puts her hand on my pants. Yeah, right, you like some too. Before I even know it, she grabs the belt of my pants and unbuckles it. Then the zipper of my pants goes down. She looks at me penetratingly and puts her hand on my now hard cock. It is still protected by my underpants, but that doesn't seem to be a problem for Anna. In a smooth way, she slides her hand behind the edge of my pants and grabs my now hard cock firmly. She squeezes it hard. I glance briefly at the laptop to try to shift my attention. That doesn't help at all, because on the image the woman has taken off the man's pants, grabs his rock-hard cock and puts it in her mouth in a seductive way. I try to look the other way, but then I feel Anna pulling on my jeans. These slide out from under me to my ankles. Moments later, my underpants are down as well, and once again she firmly squeezes my cock. She turns the desk chair a little and gets on her knees in front of me. With two hands, she begins to squeeze my cock vigorously. I start moaning, which clearly pleases Anna. Before I know it, she puts my rock-hard cock in her mouth. I start moaning even more the moment I feel her tongue around my cock. I grab her head and gently pull her up. Our mouths find each other and we start kissing intensely. While kissing, we stand up. I grab her t-shirt and pull it up. For a moment we don't kiss and I pull off her t-shirt. Anna takes off my t-shirt. I press her against me. As I thought, she has no bra on and feel the nipples of her beautiful, not too large breast. My hands move down along her well-formed body. I have little trouble undoing the button of her denim skirt. In one motion, I push down the skirt and her panties. This one falls down and Anna steps out. I do the same. We are now both naked, and I press her firmly against me. Only now do I notice that we are almost the same height. I lift Anna up and carry her, kissing her to the big bed. I start kissing her all over her body, which is clearly appreciated. Arriving at her pussy, I let my tongue enter gently. She begins to moan even more. She grabs my ass and pulls me towards her pussy. It is obvious she wants to get fucked. A moment later, I feel her tongue around my cock. I don't resist, and my tongue disappears deep inside her pussy. I notice that this way it will not take long for me to come, and so I carefully turn around. Again, our mouths find each other, and a long kiss follows. I feel Anna's hand grasp my cock as she pushes it towards her soaking wet pussy. Without any problem, my cock slides inside Anna. Slowly at first, but faster and faster, my cock goes up and down in Anna's pussy. She starts moaning louder and louder, and I feel nails in my back. Then a scream follows from Anna. Yah! She clearly comes, and that's a good thing, because I too come intensely. A long kiss follows, after which we lie exhausted next to each other. Anna gets up and grabs my hand. Together we get off the bed. She holds my hand and pulls me one floor down to the shower. She turns it on and we both step under the very spacious shower stall. She pulls me against her and a long kiss follows as the warm water runs pleasantly over us. Before I know it, I can clearly feel my cock getting hard again. Anna notices this too and squeezes it hard. Before I know it, she makes a small jump and closes her legs around my waist. Her left hand grabs my cock and sends it into her pussy. Again, my cock slides into her. A prolonged kiss follows and Anna gently moves up and down. It is not long before we both come again as the shower water gently flows over us. A moment later, we are outside the shower again and dry each other off. We quickly get dressed and walk back downstairs. Thank you for helping with the laptop, Anna smiles and gently taps my penis, which is at rest. Can I ask to help you with PC problems again? Anna asks. She smiles and looks at me questioningly. With similar problems, you can definitely come by again. I smile, give her a kiss on the cheek and simultaneously a gentle pat on her shapely ass. I pull open the door and walk contentedly back to my own home.